Are you lost, traveler? You must be, since you've stumbled upon me here. This is a place of old, forgotten magic, where the sacred mysteries reveal themselves. We don't normally allow outsiders to enter it. There's no need to apologize, dear. We all make mistakes, and you have not offended me. In fact, I was becoming a little bored, cooped up by myself. Now, at least, I have someone to keep me company. Though, if it's advice you're seeking, I wouldn't mind guiding you to one of my sisters. They're always eager to assist handsome young men like yourself. Oh, is that so? How peculiar. The High Priestess usually has visitors wait for their prophecies in the main hall. We've never heard of her guiding someone to a specific vestal, let alone one busy with their daily meditation. Oh well. I'm sure there's a reason the old woman brought you here. She can hear the whispers of the gods better than anyone. So, what were her words, exactly? I see. A special sacrifice? Oh, don't worry, darling. I think I understand what she meant. The fruit you've brought is a wonderful gift. Set it over there, will you? That's it. Now, come closer. I'd like to see who Rhea sent me. Good boy. There's no need to be nervous. I promise to be gentle. This is your first time, isn't it? Visiting the temple, that is. Well, you're in good hands. Such a sweet thing. And a fine body, too. My, just look at those muscles. Toned, yet still lithe. I imagine you're a wrestler. Yes. See? Nothing escapes my notice. Your past, your present, your future, all of it is laid out plain before me. Sit down, little one. Let's discuss what's on your mind, the burning questions that trouble you. Oh, it's all right. I already have everything I need. This is the Chamber of Mysteries. I won't have any trouble reading your future here. Now come, sit with me, sweetheart. Get comfortable. Good boy. Do you like it when I put my arm around your shoulder? So fussy. I'm the Vestal, aren't I? The chosen faithful. Shouldn't I be able to touch you however I want? That's right. You don't hear the voices of the gods. You're only a cute little boy. A guest in my house. Which means I make the rules. And you do what I say. I'm sorry for snapping, baby boy. But it's important that you understand who's in charge here. This isn't like when you're at home, sweetheart. No. You have to be obedient to trust that I know what's best. Well, Because I do. I know everything about your type. Exactly. The gods did explain it all. So, tell me what's wrong, darling. I'm sure we can solve your little problem together. Love troubles. Though, I don't get the impression that you're suffering from a broken heart. No. Is there someone you're interested in, then? A local girl, maybe. Or maybe there's a wealthy older woman trying to court you. Oh dear, that is rather serious. Yes, you did right by coming to me. I'm positive I can find the person for you. Really, I wouldn't lie. Don't fret, baby boy. Your soulmate is out there. She's just a bit different than you expected. Perhaps not the kind of woman your parents would approve of. Not that you would mind. You've already given up on trying to pretend you're in love with those suitors. The boring noblewomen who flaunt their family names. What can they give you? Not love. No, not the kind of love that burns in your blood. That would envelop you in its strong arms. Or bind you like the fruit of the underworld. Poor baby. You just need to be held and caressed, don't you? To surrender yourself to a beautiful, caring woman. I can show her to you, sweetheart. Your future wife. Yeah? Would you like that? Okay. Stay right here. Hey, don't look so sad. I'm not going to leave you. I just have to get something. Oh, you'll see. You'll see. Now, sit there like a good boy. I won't be long. That's it, sweetheart. And a little da, da. Yes. There. Here. This is a special drink, Kikion. It'll help lift the scales from those mortal eyes, if only for a brief moment. With my guidance, you may be able to peer into your future. Go on, take a sip. Why are you so apprehensive, dear? I thought you wanted to see who you're going to spend the rest of your life with. Well, think of it this way. If you don't know what she looks like, you might miss her entirely. And wouldn't that be a shame? To grow old without ever meeting your soulmate. Good boy. Swallow every drop. How are you feeling, little one? Fuzzy is good. Fuzzy means it's working. Yes. You did so well for me. Such a brave boy. You're an Ipupt now. One who's been initiated into the mysteries. Though, There's still more to our little ritual. Oh, careful, darling. You nearly fell out of my arms. There's no need to apologize. The mixture works rather quickly. It's no wonder you've become this flustered. Sweet baby, let me put my hand on your forehead. Oh, you're burning up. Perhaps I gave you too much. Everything's all right. I've got you. We simply have to relax your body. That's all. Don't struggle, darling boy. These clothes are just getting in my way. Stop acting like a baby. I'm only trying to treat you. Who did we say is in control? That's right. I am. And I'm telling you to take off your clothes. I know you're confused, but you have to listen to me, sweetheart. I'm the Vestal here, remember? That's better. Strip nice and slow. There's my good boy. Such a beautiful body. The High Priestess chose well. Oh, how cute. You're trying to cover yourself with your hands. Did you get a boner, sweetie? You shouldn't be embarrassed. That aphrodisiac I gave you is quite powerful. I said it was a special drink, didn't I? I mixed it myself. Especially for you. The other Vestals taught me the basic recipe. I merely improved upon their work. Though, I must say, this is the first time I've seen it in action. Sweet boy, your thoughts are swimming right now, aren't they? So many questions, so many sensations. And here you are, completely at my mercy. Are you afraid of me? Look at you, shaking your head. Good. That'll make this much, much easier. I mean, you can't fight me anyway. Not while you're under my spell. So we're not given to the pleasure. You taste incredible. And those soft lips. God. You're going to make a very good pet. I'm taking you for myself, sweetheart. The gods will it. You're shuddering. Does my little slut like the thought of being owned? Yeah? Yeah. You understand why I had to do this, don't you? I promised to show you your soulmate. Well, here I am. Rhea guided you to our temple. She sent me a husband. A wonderful, obedient little boy. Is it strange, sweetheart? Being kissed so passionately by a Vestal? You aren't used to the woman taking charge, are you? No. Don't fret. I'll teach you how wonderful it feels to submit. Shh, calm down. Oh, good boy. Cling on to me as I touch you down there. How is it, little one? Being stroked for me. Listen to you stumbling over your words. It's all right. I can tell you like it. You're already leaking pre-cum onto my palm. Good boy. Gently grind those hips. Oh, I just want to spoil you rotten. Actually, why don't you lay down on that mattress, darling? I've got an idea. Come on, sweetie. Do what I say. Heed my words. The words of your goddess. There you go. Lie on your back. Get nice and comfy for mistress. Now, stay still as I fetch some oil. Good boy. Spread your legs a bit. Sweetheart, you're whimpering. Is it exciting watching me pour the oil onto my hand? Patience, Pat. We're taking this slow. Because I know you'll sound so much cuter when you're being teased. Oh, that's it. Good boy. Let out all those delicious moans. Feel me rubbing the oil into your legs. Your thighs. Oh, baby, your balls feel so heavy in my hands. Shh, just relax. Relax while I massage them for you. Breaking so soon. Honestly, I thought it'd take a little longer before you started begging. Very well. I can't really say no when you ask in such an adorable voice. Okay. Move your legs up. You heard me, slut. Get those legs up. I'm going to put a pillow under your hips. What do you mean you're embarrassed? Baby, do you want to come or not? That's what I thought. My good boy. Show me your cute little butt. Oh, my precious pet. Oh, you're trembling. Is it humiliating being exposed like this? Having a beautiful woman stare at your tight hole? But subby men enjoy that, don't they? becoming a woman's toy. Oh, good slot. Hold that position while I strip. Oh, finally. Those black robes are so stuffy. What do you think, baby? Are you satisfied with your future wife's body? Well, it's not like you actually have a choice. Still, I'm happy to hear that. I've been aching to devour a sweet boy. One who knows his place. What a treat you are. So handsome and obedient. I won't have to worry about you getting bratty with me. No, not while that special drink is coursing through your system. Good boy. Keep holding your legs up. You have such soft skin. It feels nice when I touch you, doesn't it? When I run my fingers along your thighs. Baby, your little boy pussy is twitching. Here, let me get you some more oil. Stay still. It's a bit cold. You're being so good, though. You're doing really well, baby. Just relax as I get your hole ready. Yes, it's important that you're lubed up. I wouldn't want to hurt you. My fingers pressing against your ass. Oh, good boy. Take deep breaths for me. Ease your body so I can push in. Fuck. Good boy. Let those whimpers out. So tight. I'm spreading you out. How is it, baby? Having your ass fingered. Being penetrated by me. Yeah. Do you like it? Oh, God, you must. Your cock is leaking all over the place. Oh, poor boy. We've only just started. My fingers aren't even fully in yet. Oh, I wonder what would happen if I pushed them deeper inside you. Oh. It's okay, sweetheart. I've got you. Yeah. Mistress will keep you safe, baby boy. Oh. Is my puppy feeling tingly? Just when I press here? Oh, do you know what that is, sweetie? That's your special spot. All boys have one, but only really good sluts get to have theirs played with. Are you a good slut, sweetheart? Yeah, say it. Tell me what a good whore you are. Beg me to keep spreading your little hole. Yes, let me hear it. Oh, that's it. Fuck, that's it. gently buck those hips back up into me. Oh, so adorable. Hold still, darling. I'm going to milk your good boy cock. Keep squirting out that pre-cum. Make a big mess. I'll never get tired of this. Hearing a subby little slut plead for more. Tasting his delicious juices on my tongue. You've gotten so loud, sweetie. Is the pleasure too much? I doubt you can hear me right now. Drinking that potion alone would be enough to drive most men crazy with lust. But you're getting fucked on top of that. Having your boy pussy teased as I lick this perfect. It'll be over soon, baby. Yes, mistress is going to guide you to an explosive, mind-shattering release. And then you'll be mine forever. My perfect, subby little boy. You're clenching around my fingers. Are you close, sweetie? Yeah. Don't hold back. I want to see your face as you come. Come. Show it to me, slut. Show me how my good boy comes. Do it. Surge. Spray out that thick cum, baby. Coat my tongue. Good fucking boy. Let it all out. Drain your balls. You shot out so much for me. You can put your legs down now. They're convulsing anyway. Your whole body is, actually. I bet you've never come that hard before. It's very different, orgasming with your little hole. My sweet baby, you must be so tired. Yeah. You just want to fall asleep in your mistress's arms, don't you? Well, sorry to disappoint, but we still aren't done here. What? I need to get off too. You wouldn't leave your future wife empty and unsatisfied, would you? No. So lie back. And be a good slut. Shh, relax. I'll stroke you slowly, gently. Oh, puppy. Your cock is all stiff again. It seems you've become very receptive to my commands. Listen to your owner's voice, Pat. Feel it overtaking you, making the blood rush to your aching manhood. Oh, it's so hard to think, isn't it? You just wish there was someone there to guide you, someone to hold your leash. There's no hiding from my sight. I can feel the thunder that's breaking in your heart. Don't you understand that you're lost without me? You need your mistress, your mommy. Are you ready for me to claim you, baby? Nod your head. Good boy. Look mistress in the eyes while she straddles you. My pretty little pet. Your cock is pulsing inside me. Oh, fuck. It feels amazing. The gods were very gracious giving you to me. Oh, my own little slut. To fuck whenever I please. A good boy to cuddle with at night. Oh, don't worry, puppy. I won't squander their gift. Oh, hey, give me your hand. I want you to rub this place right here, baby. Right above my slit. Good fucking. Play with Mistress's clit. Gentle. Yeah. There you go. I'll match my rhythm. Well, it feels really snug inside me, doesn't it, puppy? Yeah. Do you like how my walls are squeezing around your cock? Ready to drain you dry? Oh, I'm gonna breed you, slut. Right here in the temple. Rhea's a fertility goddess as well, you know. She might just smile in our little tryst. Is that what you want, whore? To plant your seed deep in my womb? Oh, fuck. You sound so hot when you beg. I love you too, baby. Don't stop. Don't. I'm almost there. Oh. Right there. God. I'm coming. Come with me, sweetie. Yes. Do it. Spurt and spasm until your balls are completely empty. Comfort me. Comfort me. Good boy. Such a good boy. That was quite a big second load. Can you see it trickling down my thighs? Oh, little one, you seem like you're about to pass out. And I imagine your balls are sore now, too. That's all right. You did wonderfully for me already. Rest for now, darling. The High Priestess should have closed this room off to the other Vestals tonight, so I'll have plenty of time alone. I hope you stay with me at the temple, puppy. I'm sure we can find some way to hide you. Though, if you wish, I could come back home with you. City life might be a good change of pace. Plus, it isn't as if I'd have to totally give up my old life. Gods walk with me wherever I go. You're drifting off, aren't you? Well, we can talk about this later. You aren't really in any shape to offer an opinion anyway. Still, I kind of like the idea of traveling with you. Can you imagine how shocked your family will be when they learn you've taken a bride? That alone may be worth it. My darling husband. We're going to have so much fun together. Now sleep. Sleep.